I think Corvettes are designed in such a way that they want you to look at their butt.
You are listening to the It's Not Real Magic podcast. This episode was recorded September 22nd, 2022, and published February 24th, 2023. Welcome to the It's Not Real Magic podcast. The question of the day is, if you could have any automobile, all expenses paid, what would it be? I'm Kevin, and I would get some sort of high-end electric vehicle that is not manufactured by Tesla.
This is Jacob, and if I was to get a vehicle, all expenses paid, I think I would, at this point, go for an electric vehicle. I'd be fine if it was a Tesla.
I'm Lucas. I don't really have a great answer. I was also thinking an electric vehicle. You do then have to be able to charge it, but if that expense is paid as well, then I'm in.
I'm Alexander, and if I could have any vehicle, all expenses paid, I want the biggest, sweetest RV that I can find.
I knew that was going to be your answer, because you would just travel the country.
Dude, big enough, it could be my house. All expenses paid? Let's go, we're just going to live at a campground. But no.
Yeah, but you're living it. Where do they send your mail?
So I found one that's like a $3 million RV, and it is...
legit.
It's not an RV. Like, I don't know if you have to get special license to drive this thing, but it's like, oh, they kind of did everything. And like, it's got like two stories to it and stuff. Like, and then like, you can expand the top and like we're way past just, like, ooh, we can slide the sides out. It goes way beyond that. And there's other ones that are like, they're not all the way to that end, but they're like super luxury to where like you can fit like your Rolls Royce mini car underneath between the wheels and it like slides out.
Nice.
And then like, I mean, you're dealing like hand-stitched leather, everything, and it's got like six TVs, and there's some amazing ones. I don't need one quite that elaborate.
This is a tour bus.
Essentially, yes. Like, if you
just have a really high-end tour. So where are you going on tour? Because I was going to ask, do you need like a CDL to drive this thing? But no, you actually just have your own chauffeur.
No, I just want to be able to drive it, take my wife and my girls, and go wherever we want on whatever kind of adventure we want. And so it has to be mobile enough and small enough to actually be able to do that. So I don't want a beast of a thing, but I want a really nice high end of a moderately sized one. So yeah.
So all expenses paid, you could get a chauffeur.
I don't think that's.
But you don't want someone else.
Well, I would rather not be riding around a RV with my family and some random dude that I'm paying or somebody else is paying. Because
all expenses paid, you could pay for a hotel room for your chauffeur, so he could. How far is this all expenses paid going?
I think you're
I feel you're beyond the spirit of the question at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I suppose I haven't specifically defined it, but I believe in the original list, it was things like fuel, maintenance, that sort of thing.
Insurance.
I don't think we're counting hotel lodging for your chauffeur as part of the expenses.
Park entrance passes?
That's not an expense of the vehicle. That's an expense of the park.
What if it's higher because I'm bringing in that particular vehicle? Will they cover the difference? Between like a two-axle and a six-axle?
Sure, let's
will they
say
give you,
you
credit
can...
for your next camping trip?
A punch card.
What if people come and picket his house because his gas-guzzling mobile home is not good for the environment?
So long as it's sitting there, it's not guzzling gas. So leave me alone until I drive it. Then I'll just drive away.
They can't go very fast, though. Okay.
Well, the one that I'm going to get probably will. I'm going to get something with some hoopta.
Hey, all expenses paid. Put whatever engine you want.
Exactly. This thing's like a 27-cylinder turbo... double turbocharged.
I'm just glad you didn't go for like the Abrams or whatever it is you were asking about earlier.
The Marauder.
Was Richard Hammond or whatever
he drives
going
a
through.
Jag.
That was great.
So that's what I want.
I do like how three of us just went, I don't know, EV.
I think for me, like the EV is the novelty thing right now, right? Like they're fairly new. They're fairly hip and trendy and cool. And so it's like, oh, that looks cool. That looks fun. That I would like to try that or drive that.
Here's my approach. My thought was, if it's all expenses paid, I want something that's going to have longevity and like last forever. And I'll get the most out of it that I possibly can. But any vehicle
a Honda.
Well, but any vehicle you get will eventually fall apart and you'll have to get a different one. So
sure. Although if that were a factor, I would be okay with amending the question to basically be, if the vehicle breaks down, you get a brand new one for free.
Ooh.
For the rest of your life.
Okay. I still don't know what I would get.
I don't, like, I was thinking about this. I was like, I mean, something like, you know, a Bugatti Veyron would be fun to take out on a track somewhere, but I don't really race. And so, like, why would I get the most expensive, flashiest car that I could? Because
mm-hmm.
it's not useful to me, but, you know, something like a even like a Nissan Leaf, I would drive around everywhere. And if I didn't have to pay for it, I'd get like, you know, a BMW i7 or whatever.
Can I get the Ford Mustang Fastback from Midtown Madness that had the sweet handbrake?
That was a good car.
Which color scheme?
Shark.
Jeez, I don't remember the color schemes. Oh, I do remember the shark. I don't remember
also,
the other ones.
Also, Midtown Madness 2. I was going to say, do you mean the one from Midtown Madness 2 or Midtown Madness 3?
No, Midtown Madness 2, where the cars were made of cardboard. You could blow them all out of the way.
Of course. I mean, if you wanted to go Ford Mustang, I would be fine with that. I would probably also go Ford Mustang if I wasn't on the EV train and also...
You can get a Ford Mustang...
EV.
E. Yeah.
It's true.
You can get... Now, honestly, what I'm really interested in right now, because, like, I think... I also have a dream of having a pickup truck. Mm-hmm. So the new Ford F-150 Lightning, like that's the best of both worlds. It's EV and pickup truck, payload, the frunk.
Is it any good as a pickup truck, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what it will do is it's got scales in the back. So if you put a load in the back of the truck, it will know how much the load is and how it's going to affect your range. Because obviously you're heavier, and so it takes more battery power to go. So the higher payload you have, the shorter distance you can go. Same thing if you had gas, you'd be spending more gas to...
Yes.
So that just makes people conscious of, like, how many friends can I take? Well, you can take a few of them, but don't take Bob.
Don't take Bob.
He's going to lower your range and you will not get there.
You now have a priority list of friends of who gets to be on the truck.
Yes. Yes. I can take you and you, or you guys can stay and I can take you, or I can take all three of these people. So, yeah.
I can't see that possibly going wrong for anybody at any point.
Have you ever seen the Rivian?
No.
Truck? That's like a high-end electric truck that sort of competes with Tesla, but I think it's probably better than the Cybertruck. But,
basically, if you see a pickup truck that looks like somebody sanded off all the corners really smooth, that's a Rivian, probably.
Okay.
Its headlights are vertical ovals. It's very strange.
Like an old Cadillac or something?
So, like, if somebody took a Jeep... and went up to him and squeeze your face. That's kind of what it would look like.
Beaky, beaky.
I think that's an accurate description.
Yeah, I have seen one in the wild. That's pretty accurate.
I don't know. I've seen.
Yeah, I saw one in Kalamazoo.
I saw one in Kalamazoo. I think there's one here. There's at least a Michigan plate.
There's one here. There's a Rivian here.
The one Rivian to rule them all.
And does Rivian does have a parent company? Or is
no,
it
I think it's Rivian. Rivian is the company. Okay. Yeah. They probably have investors, you know.
Or they have a bunch of engineers that used to work for somebody else.
It was the weirdest thing at work is, it's not the weirdest thing, but it's an interesting thing. There is somebody who drives a Corvette at work, and I believe the license plate is NOTHZZ, not his. It's driven by a woman. And, you know, I go out there and I'm like, ah, yes, there's this one car that's very clearly nicer than all the other cars in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
This week, a second Corvette joined the fray, an orange one. I'm like, oh no, now there's two of them. Who got an orange Corvette at my company? Who makes that kind of money here?
Does it have a vanity plate?
I think it does, but I don't remember what it is.
NOTHRZ?
For some reason, Corvettes get vanity plates. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen a Corvette without a vanity plate.
Well, it's because that's like your dream, right? Is to get a Corvette. So it's like it's your baby. So also, you take care of it, you get your vanity plate.
If you're spending that much money on a Corvette, what's another $30?
Well, yes, but like, I feel like Corvettes specifically are known for, it's almost like a Corvette thing, is you get a vanity plate of some type.
I think Corvettes are designed in such a way that they want you to look at their butt. I mean, just think about that
point.
Just think about the shape of the thing and the double tail lights. Like, they want you to look back there. Of course they're going to put a vanity.
Corvettes are the Kim Kardashian of the car world.
It's the tramp stamp of a car.
I will say this. When driving here today, I saw a car with a vanity license plate that was, how do I put this? It was a hood car. It was driven by an African-American. Like, it just had that vibe to it. But the vanity plate was, it said BB Joker instead of like BB King. It was BB Joker.
It's BB Joker.
So it's like a play on the...
Yeah.
Interesting.
We're even getting to the more exotic parts of the deck.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just could do BB Jack.
BB Ace.
BB Queen.
BB, that BB promotional Queen. Card tells you all the other ones you can go buy.
Or the which hand beats which hand in poker.
Mm-hmm.
We're all looking for a segue to my topic, and we don't have one.
Well, that's because we don't really know what your topic is.
I told you. Ish.
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 I wasn't sure how to help you.
So, we are recording this on September 17. It is starting to trend towards fall here in Michigan. I'm very excited for fall. It's my favorite season.
Fall has been upvoted on.
It's definitely in my top five.
What's the thing?
Reddit?
Reddit. That's it.
Boy.
I was going to say TikTok, but I knew that wasn't it.
It's a bad day when you got to pull for Reddit.
I'm an old man.
with the advent of fall comes the pumpkin spice craze, which I'm sure you've seen in prior years.
Thanks.
A little bit of history on pumpkin spice that I happened to pull up. Starbucks introduced the pumpkin spice latte in 2003, and that was sort of the beginning of the whole pumpkin spice movement, if you will. Funnily enough, didn't have any pumpkin in it when they first came out with it.
Well, no, it's pumpkin spice.
It's pumpkin That's spice, yes.
This is not a pumpkin pie. This is
it
flavored
is
like
one. Nutmeg and cinnamon and allspice and whatever other and sugar. In 2015, they did introduce pumpkin to the flavor.
So it went on for 12 years with no pumpkin.
No pumpkin.
But they called it pumpkin spice. And they're like, we should probably put some pumpkin in this.
Probably put a pumpkin in there. Since then, the pumpkin spice craze has taken over, and you can get pumpkin spice just about anything these days. So my game is called Pumpkin Spice or Not So Nice. I will read off to you, my brothers, three pumpkin spice themed or flavored or otherwise items. Two of them are real items that you can go purchase. One of them I made up and is not a real pumpkin spice item. Your job is to identify which one is the fake one. I don't have a pen to keep score. I probably should have thought of that.
We'll just keep our own score.
Or I'll obtain a pen off mic. Anyway, I have...
So it's two truths and a lie with pumpkin spice.
Two truths and a lie with pumpkin spice.
That's true. You should change the name of the game.
The name of the game is now... No, I still like pumpkin
two
spice.
Two truths and a spice. No, two spices and a...
two spices and a lie.
two spice and a lie.
My
favorite
rapper,
Two Spice.
Two Spice.
I have done a minimal amount of research, so you can ask me questions about the pumpkin spice items, and I will answer as truthfully as I can, but even the ones that are real, I don't know that much about. So if it sounds like I'm struggling to come up with, I'm not sure. I might actually just not be sure.
All right. Are
you
we
might
each...
also be really bad at making up fictional details about the food that
also
doesn't
true.
Exist.
Are we each guessing independently of what we think is and isn't, or is it a group collective coming to a group decision?
You are
decision?
Each guessing independently, and then we'll tally up your scores.
Okay.
I have 10 rounds, and then an 11th round if we need it for a tiebreaker.
Excellent.
Is there secret voting? Like, do we discuss these things among ourselves and then come to a consensus?
Discuss it among yourselves.
Or do we give answers and then discuss, and then you tell us which one of us is right?
Do we have to lock in our final answer?
Well, no, because if we can ask him questions about...
Yeah, there's
stuff,
a back and forth.
We're basically trying to figure out which one he's lying about.
Yes.
Essentially is what we're doing. So
no, I'm basically trying to figure out what answers you two are giving and whether or not I want to ride along with your score line.
Okay, you can do that, but I'm going to do that by asking him questions and seeing if I can figure out if he's lying or not.
There's riding along with our score line, but honestly, what you should do is just pick the right one. And then you know you're going
to... Well, yes. That's why I need to figure out which ones you two are picking and then pick whichever ones you didn't.
So you're assuming that we're automatically
going to
get it wrong.
The first round...
66% chance.
Here are your first three items. Try to find out which one is not a real item you can go buy. Round one. Option A is a pumpkin spice burger by Bubba Burger. Pumpkin spice frosted flakes by Kellogg. Pumpkin spice Greek yogurt by Chobani.
Okay. So
the burger is the most ridiculous one.
It is, which makes you think it's true, right?
Makes you think it's true.
Right. And so the other two are logical. Is it pumpkin spice frosted flakes?
Pumpkin spice frosted flakes by Kellogg.
There's pumpkin spice Cheerios.
There is. And so I could see where Kellogg's would be like, well, we got to have pumpkin spice too. If General Mills is going to have pumpkin spice, let's just throw frosted flakes into it. Because I could see where it's kind of pumpkin spice.
I feel
capable.
Like Kellogg's would do one of their other cereals, they would pumpkin spice it. Not Frosted Flakes.
Pumpkin spice.
See, I feel like
they have messed with Frosted Flakes before.
But Cheerios really? Is like, that's like name brand, like, obviously it's name brand, but it's like, that is a well-established cereal for decades. Frosted Flakes is at that for Kellogg's. Like, they're great, right? I mean, we're talking, right. As far as like a iconic Kellogg's brand, if you're going to change something and make it pumpkin spice, you would use something that is like, already has mass appeal because pumpkin you're going to get more people to be like, I love Frosted Flakes. I've loved them for years. I'll try the pumpkin spice version. If you go pumpkin spice grape nuts, it's like, I don't think you're going to get a lot of people to jump on that board, in my mind.
Also, the intersection of people who eat grape nuts and the intersection of people who like pumpkin spice is possibly the empty set.
If there's a Venn diagram, they almost guess. Alrighty,
little Valentine's Day smooch.
I'm gonna make you guys pick some answers.
Okay. What was the third one?
Yogurt.
The Greek Giovanni yogurt.
Yeah, I totally see him doing that.
The pen that I have selected has no ink, and therefore it's not very good at being a pen.
See, I feel like Chobani doesn't do a ton of flavors, so I'm going to go with Chobani.
So Alexander is C for Chobani.
I'll go with Chobani.
Okay. I think I've seen the pumpkin spice frosted flakes, but that could be a false memory. So that I might be bamboozled on that. The yogurt seems reasonable enough to me, because I think I've seen enough Chobani flavors out there that that's possible. I'm going to go with the pumpkin spice Bubba Burger.
I'm going to go with the frosted flakes.
So one of us got it right, guys. This is exciting.
I did think about this when I was like, oh, there's three. They could all just pick different ones and not care who wins and just want to really stick it to me.
Ooh.
So the correct answer was the pumpkin spice burger by Bubba Burger. So that was 1 point to Kevin.
That was my gut. And then when you went in with it, I was like, okay, I'm gonna spice it up.
Your sacrifice is appreciated.
You're welcome.
Round two. Oh, I should say, it will become obvious, but these are not all food items.
Oh, yeah.
There are other pumpkin spice things.
Like a pumpkin spice...
candle.
You're not a candle or something like that, because...
Pumpkin spice Kleenex?
Oh.
Yes, pumpkin spice television. Why?
Someone might make it. Round two. A is pumpkin spice latte pet costume by Ruby's. Pumpkin spice antacid by Tums. Pumpkin spice gelato by Talenti.
I'm going with Tums.
Tums.
Tums, yeah.
All three Tums?
Yeah.
That was quick. Pumpkin spice Tums is not real. Good job.
That's, well, that's
I can't think of thinking something that's, hey, this is spice. Put this in your tummy that's upset.
Yes.
That's like, a fair point.
That's why I'm like, no marketer would let that through.
Oh, your tummy's upset? Here, have some spice.
Have some pumpkin spice Tums, and then when it's still upset, have some regular Tums. Bubblegum flavor.
It's just how they get you to buy more
Tums. We got Tums with sriracha.
Or like,
also the pet costume is like, okay, there's no way that's not.
Or the other thing real. Is it's also,
oh yeah, you tell me anything's a pet costume, I'll believe you.
Yeah,
pumpkin spice is a seasonal flavor, meaning you're probably only going to want to eat it during, you know, 2 or 3 months out of the year, where Tums sit around in your cabinet forever.
Mm-hmm. No. But it's not about when you consume them, it's about when you buy them.
I know. True. But that's why they wouldn't make them, because people could consume them in March, and you're like, I don't want pumpkin spice flavored Tums in March, mate.
So you got to go buy some normal flavored ones.
Do you think that far ahead when you're buying Tums?
Yes.
Okay.
So usually you're just looking for some relief real quick. Round three. Our options are pumpkin spice mac and cheese by Kraft, pumpkin spice gelatin mix by Jell-O, pumpkin spice cotton candy by Chocolate Storybook.
All right, so this is a better one. I like this. Somebody else start so that I can listen to your thoughts before I give it away.
Okay. I look at you every time, but anyone can start. No, it's
pumpkin spice with the candies, like the cotton candy, that makes sense. Like, I could make that jump, right? It's something that's, mm-hmm. you know,
I had
limited
a,
edition, you know, produce it. Okay, that makes sense.
We had Dr. Pepper flavored cotton candy in Reclamation like a year ago, and it was pretty good. Would recommend. Would not pay convenience store
prices.
We
need to have
for,
a segment called, what did Kevin find in Reclamation?
Yes.
Can you just, like, we all give you like $10 and you just bring us some stuff out of Reclamation?
Yeah. We had 1 gallon jugs of Worcestershire sauce this week.
Oh no.
Yes.
Okay, that's not particularly what I'm thinking. But like some of this other stuff, like Dr. Pepper cotton candy, like, here's some money. Pick me up some stuff that you think might be fun to have on the podcast, and we'll just do a whole segment of stuff you found at Reclamation.
Most of
stuff
the
Kevin
here's the
found
problem. Most of the stuff in Reclamation is, okay, it's one, stuff that had to be returned. So either it's short dated, or nobody was buying it, or it was damaged. And if it's anything good, one of the other employees has probably already gotten there and purchased it.
We're not looking for good.
So we're looking for
content.
Yeah. Even if it's disgusting, it makes for good content.
This is like if you rolled your face on the floor of a convenience store, this is what would be left in your teeth.
Sounds
That's
great.
Not fair when I'm trying to take a sip off camera and you're making me gag.
So like heroin needles?
Oh, where were we?
I don't know. Would you please give us the three categories again, Reverend?
Gelatin. I'm going with the gelatin.
No, pumpkin spice mac and cheese by Kraft, pumpkin spice gelatin mixed by Jell-O, and pumpkin spice cotton candy by Chocolate Storybook.
I feel like it's got to be Jell-O.
It's got to be the mac and cheese.
No, like,
I'm going to see pumpkin spice mac and cheese. I have to commit to gelatin.
I just bought mac and cheese last night.
I have to commit to gelatin out of principle, but I really like Jacob's guess.
Wait, gelatin... it's just Jell-O.
Yes.
Okay. It's not like some... Like, you could buy, like, sheets of gelatin that are, like...
No, it's the gelatin mix, I'm guessing.
Jell-O, pumpkin spice flavor. Yeah. Again, sweet. That makes sense. The savory of mac and cheese, that does not make sense. And I can't think of any time that Kraft did a spinoff mac and cheese, like mac and cheese avocado or something like that.
Ugh.
Like I've never.
You're making a good point.
The other point, if I had not committed to gelatin, I probably would be changing my answer now, but I'm sticking with it, is we're getting into the holiday season, right? And so people will be buying and making Jell-O. So it's the perfect time to have your Jell-O promotional flavor.
Because people don't bring Jell-O to Thanksgiving dinner unless it's pumpkin spice Jell-O. In which case, maybe they would.
Oh, yeah. Or, you know, Halloween parties. I want a pumpkin spice Jell-O. Actually, now that sounds actually pretty good.
So
I hope they make this.
If this doesn't exist.
So this brings me to a good point.
Please get this fixed.
I should have asked this at the top of the segment. Do you guys like pumpkin spice? Are you not so much into the whole pumpkin spice flavored stuff?
I'm not.
I like it well enough as a flavor.
Okay.
I don't. It's like. Do you like banana flavors? Like, yeah, I like banana flavor. I would not want to eat it every day for a year, but I like a banana flavored thing every now and again. And so I like pumpkin spice when it comes around. And by the time it leaves, I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm good. So see you next year.
I think it's. I enjoy it for a season. like a pumpkin spice coffee creamer is nice. A pumpkin donut is nice. I guess that's not. I think that makes it different than pumpkin spice. I think I like a spice Chex mix one time. That's pretty good.
So I don't mind it, but when they put it in everything, like some things are just gross. Like, why are you putting pumpkin spice in,
like in Jell-O?
Such and such.
Yeah.
So
I put pumpkin spice in my Greek yogurt.
So that kind of was part of the inspiration for this too, is what weird, nasty things are people doing with pumpkin spice?
I don't
that
know
they
that
no
I
right
have
doing?
Ever intentionally bought something for myself because it was pumpkin spice that I wanted to try.
Gotcha. So where are we locked in? You locked in at Jell-O.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is fake.
He was also Jell-O, correct?
I was Jell-O, but he made a case for mac and cheese.
Bosh will be cotton candy.
I'm going forget. Yeah, let's go cotton candy. Why not?
Oh, wow.
Let's, again, you're just trying. Okay. Pumpkin spice gelatin mixed by Jell-O is not a real thing.
Wow.
Okay. Which means pumpkin spice mac and cheese is real.
That's disgusting.
I happen to know I think they piloted this in Canada last year. Basically, you buy Blue Box mac and cheese, and then separately you buy a flavor packet that's not the cheese one, and you just make it with that one instead. I think they did cotton candy, pumpkin spice, and something else. And I guess the pumpkin spice people liked it well enough that they brought it back this year.
So it's more like
pumpkin spice pasta. It's not actually mac and cheese that you're adding pumpkin spice to.
It's probably creamy.
They call it like pumpkin spice Kraft dinner, technically. So maybe it's not mac and cheese, but I would call it pumpkin
spice. The Kraft
mac
and cheese, I believe, is officially branded as like mac and cheese dinner or something like that. I think that's the name of it. But I have
Kraft
a question
dinner.
About
that's,
that.
That's,
like,
if I had a million
are you saying
dollars.
That they sent like the packets out to focus groups, or were they selling it on the store shelves next to the box?
I think you had to order it. I don't think you could go to a brick and mortar store. I think you had to order it.
Okay.
So that was one for Kevin.
Please.
Great. Round four.
Man, I really want that. I want gelatin. I like Jell-O. Mm-hmm. I like pumpkin spice. That sounds good.
I don't know that Jell-O branches out to a ton of flavors apart from like the very basic ones.
It's usually fruit.
Yeah.
Like you want it to be kind of acidic.
What about do they have a pumpkin spice pudding?
Oh, I can almost guarantee you they have pumpkin spice pudding.
Maybe that's where I got off.
Oh, you were picturing the Jell-O pudding.
I said pumpkin spice pudding I might actually buy and try.
Right. That sounds pretty good.
You're basically just eating like really soft pumpkin pie filling at that point.
Yeah. So that sounds amazing.
That's delicious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw Cool Whip on that and call it a day.
Because it's pudding, so you can also throw Cool Whip
without the crust.
You can avoid the gluten in the crust. This is okay. Well, we figured this one out. What's next, brother?
We have pumpkin spice licorice by Brock's Candy, pumpkin spice deodorant by Native Deodorant, pumpkin spice covered pretzels by Flips with a Z.
Okay, so now you're mixing the food and not food categories. Well,
yes.
Unless you guys eat deodorant, I don't know.
I'm trying
to. It tastes
to...
like pumpkin spice.
I was going to say, that's kind of dangerous.
You got to tell the story the one time you ate deodorant.
Well, I didn't. Maybe someday. Well,
you went to like sniff it or something and you accidentally got it on your tongue?
So, first of all,
that's not the same.
No.
Licking a stick of deodorant is not the same. Hang on.
It was not deodorant. It was antiperspirant.
And what that does to your tongue when you lick
antiperspirant will freak you the heck out.
Oh, wait.
Because it closes up your tongue in a weird way. It's just like, where did all my I just like, my mouth goes instantly dry. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. And it's like, what is just
happened? So this is like the original cinnamon challenge.
Sure. I was a trendsetter before trendsetting was cool.
I could see the kids on TikTok doing that. Instead of, you know, cinnamon challenge or
Tide Pods.
Tide Pods. Just do the deodorant.
And I don't remember.
How old is the Tide Pods meme? Is that like 2018?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm getting up there.
I do not remember the exact reason why it ended up on my tongue. If there was just like some like left on me, it was just like I had it on my hands and then like picked my nose or something. Or I don't remember how it got to my tongue.
Wait, you're not helping your case. Just you could just let us imagine that you licked
it. Let's just stop that.
These alternatives are not making you look any better.
I'm just saying. I don't know how, but it happened. And it was memorable, but not enough to remember how.
But if it was pumpkin spice flavored in a perspirant, maybe it'd be... Mm.
It might be worth the feeling.
I don't know how this golden calf happened. I just threw the antiperspirant in the fire.
And I'll pop this pumpkin spice cow.
Get pumpkin spice milk from that.
All right, I hate to be that guy, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask for the options again.
We have pumpkin spice licorice by Brax. We have pumpkin spice deodorant by Native Deodorant. We have pumpkin spice covered pretzels by Flips.
I'm trying to remember if we sent out any pumpkin spice flips in our promotional material like 2 months ago, because that's how early you have to send this stuff out to the stores. And I cannot for the life of me remember. Because if that exists, there's like a 80% chance we would carry it.
You carry all the Flips line of products?
We carry Flips, yeah. We carry Flips because that's the sort of stuff that convenience stores sell.
See, I was leaning towards Flips anyway, just because I feel like, again, the deodorant is on there as a... This couldn't be true. It's the obvious one that you would say no to. Therefore, it's definitely one of them. But that got me with the burger before. So,
what brand was the deodorant?
Native deodorant.
See, it's off brand. It's not like, you know, Gillette or something.
Well, no, but here's the thing, right? If he said Old Spice, that would be an easy lock because Old Spice would not be. Old Spice would not be pumpkin spice. Like they would call it something weird.
And I don't, Bear Claw.
Exactly.
Kraken Spice.
Harvest Dust.
Jack-O-Lantern. I don't know.
Just
Jack-O-Lantern.
No, I'm thinking of like the Headless Horseman or something.
Oh, yeah. But no, my point being, I don't know Native brand enough to be like, would they do a seasonal deodorant? Because I can't think of seeing like seasonal deodorants anywhere. Is that a thing?
Why has it got to be seasonal? Man, you can smell like pumpkin spice year-round. Yeah.
I was going to say nobody would do that. And then I remembered Axe exists.
Oofta. This is true.
All right, I'm going to make you guys
so just
lock
because
in,
it's terrible.
Yeah. Lock
I'm
in
going
some
with
answers.
Flips.
I'm going with the deodorant.
Lips, deodorant.
You got to go.
I'll take.
You got to go with the third option.
I'm not taking the third option. I'm taking deodorant.
The correct answer is pumpkin spice licorice by Brax Candy and does not exist. So you all get nothing.
See, that I think that's tricky because I think there probably is a pumpkin spice licorice out there, but maybe not made by
not
Brax.
By Brax.
I couldn't find one. So then I just put Brax on because I know they make candy.
Yeah. I mean,
so,
good,
so
on you,
far,
good on you then. You bamboozled
our business
me.
Venture is making pumpkin spice.
So you should have taken the third option like we suggested.
Old pumpkin spice jello, yes.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. You said you wanted pumpkin spice pudding, which probably actually exists. So that's a solved problem.
Right, but we got to go find some.
Well, yes.
Round five. We have... I've been doing so good, but this one messed me up. Add your name... Pumpkin Spice for Life Bottle Opener by V-Rod. Pumpkin Spice Ravioli by Rana. Pumpkin Spice Can Opener by KitchenAid.
Is pumpkin spice a color? Like, how do you make something like that pumpkin
I'm
spice?
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
What is a pumpkin spice can opener?
It's for opening all your pumpkin spice flavored things. All your pumpkin spice cans.
You open up the can of pumpkin filling and it's already spiced. Don't you want that?
Open your can. What up a can of pumpkin spice?
What was the first one, the Your Name Here?
So, I'll bear in mind, you can ask me questions. So, if you want me to answer some of these. It was Add Your Name, Pumpkin Spice for Life, Bottle Opener by V-Rod.
So, it would say, Alexander, Pumpkin Spice for Life. That's your bottle.
Oh, so it's like a slogan.
Fill in the blank. Right?
So, this is the sort of thing that you would find at a checkout counter in a Big Lots. That would just be like, hey, we've got all the fall decor out. You could buy something that proclaims your love for pumpkin spice because that's the sort of person you are. You find your identity in your seasoning.
Okay. Now, I think I kind of understand the concept. Okay. Continue.
Now,
you asked for a
Now, I'm trying to think, how does this demographic work of people who like pumpkin spice and people who have a use for a bottle opener?
There are many pumpkin beers. I will just put that out there.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Yes, but how many of them would identify as... That's fine. What do you got?
He said he's got facts about this stuff, right?
Well, what was the KitchenAid?
It was a can opener.
So we have a bottle opener, a can opener, or a ravioli?
A ravioli, yes.
Well, we already know there's a mac and cheese, so there's got to be a ravioli, right? Are we comfortable in that? Well,
the brand was weird. It was like henna or something? Or
Rana.
I'm confused as to why a pumpkin spice ravioli could exist, but now I'm trying to think, is there such a thing as like a dessert ravioli? And if not, why not?
I think it's a Kraft mac and cheese all over again, where like maybe it's like a slightly different version. It's not like you're thinking ravioli plus pumpkin spice flavor. It's not. It's ravioli that's not typical ravioli.
Yeah, like a dessert ravioli, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you took some like puff pastry and like put some, you know, cream cheese, mm-hmm. pumpkin spice mm-hmm. filling in the middle of the puff pastry, and then, you know, sealed the edges, a little egg wash, you know, toasted that, and then dip that in like a nice caramel sauce. Like, that's a pretty good pumpkin spice mm-hmm. ravioli.
I'm gonna be really upset if it turns out that's not the one that exists.
You don't know?
He doesn't know.
What? I was just picking at random.
He's actually behind here rolling a D3 every time we guess.
I think I know my answer.
I don't know how you have a pumpkin spice can opener.
By KitchenAid.
It's got to be color. It's just an orange one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that fall orange color.
I've got my guess. I know what I'm doing. That's not true, but
then
I know my guess.
There was one.
I don't.
Pumpkin is the spice of life.
So whatever.
Guess something and then we'll go around.
I'm going to stick with the can opener.
I'm going to take the ravioli.
I'll go with the ravioli too.
The pumpkin spice can opener by KitchenAid is not real. The other items are.
I'm sorry, Alexander. Am I going to need to cut what you just said out of the recording?
No.
Said freaking.
Okay.
No.
The add it your name like pumpkin spice else. For life bottle opener is one side you can have custom printed or engraved your name. The other side says pumpkin spice is for life and it has a couple of pumpkins on it.
This is on Amazon, isn't it?
It might have been Etsy or something. I don't know. Round 6, we have Pumpkin Spice Kit Kats by Kit Kat, Pumpkin Spice Marshmallows by Jet Puffed, Pumpkin Spice Taco by Jack in the Box.
Okay, I am 90% certain I've seen the Pumpkin Spice Marshmallows.
Yeah, I was like, if he gives another thing that's a legit pumpkin spice, I don't know how those first two are not actually pumpkin spice. So I'm just going to
The first one was
Jack
Pumpkin Spice
Box.
Kit Kat, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Kit Kat
has gone crazy.
Pumpkin pie Kit Kat. It matters.
Yeah, Kit Kat does like different stuff.
So they do, but like all the ones that I've seen are like they're normal. It's like dark chocolate and mint or white chocolate.
I thought I saw like a matcha one.
I think I've
maybe
seen
it was on Rhett & Link and they did like Japanese candies or something.
There are Japanese candy Kit Kats that are.
I feel like Kit Kat. As a brand, or I guess candy bars as a brand, does not want to miss out on seasonal purchases.
No.
And they're going to be like, okay, it's pumpkin spice season. Find a way to make our Kit Kat pumpkin spice and throw it on the end cap. So it's got to be like, that has to exist. If it doesn't, I'm going to look really stupid now in retrospect. So find out soon.
The thing is, I've never been to Jack in the Box. I don't know if they're like, you know, they rotate items. Like Taco Bell always has a new item, mm-hmm. something new on their menu. Even if it's gross. Well, it's all gross.
I don't feel like a pumpkin spice taco would test well in like a, hey, we tried this in a few select locations and people really fell in love with our pumpkin spice taco, so we're going to throw it out there.
Keep in mind, the mac and cheese, that was just Canada.
I'm wondering, is this pumpkin spice taco something like the erstwhile Choco Taco?
Oh, like a dessert taco.
Right, so it's a pumpkin spice ice cream taco, in which case that would make a ton of sense.
Sounds delicious.
I think I have my answer.
I already gave mine. I'm not moving from that.
I don't remember what you said.
I said Jack in the Box.
Okay.
What was the first one? The Kit Kat?
Kit Kats.
Marshmallows. I'll take the Kit Kat.
It's going to end up being the Kit Kat because, yeah, they have a pumpkin pie Kit Kat. And it's like, well, they don't have a pumpkin spice. We have pumpkin pie. But they probably put out the same time.
But he said pumpkin pie.
It is pumpkin pie Kit Kat.
Yep. Right. Like he's saying, there is a pumpkin pie Kit Kat. They're like, well, we already have a pumpkin something, so we're not going to do a pumpkin spice. But I can totally see where.
But he wrote down pumpkin pie. That's the one that
my sheet says pumpkin pie Kit Kat. I think I misread it.
Wait. You're telling me? Hang on.
It's not a pumpkin spice Kit Kat, even though it's a pumpkin spice game. It's a pumpkin pie Kit Kat.
It is a pumpkin pie Kit Kat.
Yes.
Which, the more I think about it, right?
It should be a pumpkin pie Reese's.
Taking the meta view of this is either this thing actually exists and Lucas copied down the name verbatim, or he's making this up and went to great lengths to make it look like he just copied the name down verbatim and decided to call it pumpkin pie rather than making something up and calling it pumpkin spice.
I did get you all with the Jello.
Sounds weird. No. It's like Michael's Find and Replace There was one lonely Dwicht.
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 Yeah, my answer is the Kit Kat.
So you both went Kit Kat?
Correct.
And you went...
Taco.
Taco? The Pumpkin Spice Taco by Jack in the Box does not exist. That is a point for Alexander. He's catching up. He's at three. Kevin's at three. Jacob is at one.
I'm beginning to notice a pattern that most of the really ridiculous, like, savory ones don't actually exist.
Well, we'll find out. Around seven, we have Pumpkin Spice Pudding Mix by Jell-O.
What?
Pumpkin Spice...
Pumpkin spice.
I love the pumpkin spice latte.
It's my favorite pumpkin.
Can I have that for a whipped cream under?
Mm.
Pumpkin Spice Toothpaste by Perfect Pearlies. Pumpkin Spice Crackers by Ritz.
Crackers, toothpaste, and what was the first one?
Pudding.
Pudding. Like we said, pudding has to exist, right?
Oh, yes.
You all wanted it, so you better hope it exists.
I would say, we're not the only three people in the world like that's a good idea.
How far away is Meyer
from that doesn't exist?
6-7 minutes?
Really? That's not bad.
Here's the problem. I don't want to live in a world where we have pumpkin spice toothpaste and pumpkin spice Ritz crackers, but no pumpkin spice pudding mix.
This is true. So true.
Oh.
Which is why I'm just going to jump ahead of Alexander here and say I'm taking the Ritz crackers
I was going to take the Ritz crackers as well.
They're both taking the Ritz crackers.
Mm.
I'm down. There's only a few more questions left to go.
There was
so you either fall out of contention.
Pudding, pumpkin spice toothpaste, and pumpkin spice Ritz crackers.
You know what? I'm going to say pudding. Because if they don't make a Jell-O, they don't make a pudding.
So crackers, and pudding?
It's my attempt to try and catch up.
That's fair.
You unfortunately put yourself deeper in the hole because it is pumpkin spice crackers by Ritz.
I thought it was
false. So Alexander and Kevin stay tied, and Jacob is still at one.
The toothpaste one was an educated guess because I've seen enough novelty toothpaste flavors out there. It's like somebody did pumpkin spice. Should they? No, they should not have, but they did.
Moving forward to round eight, we have Fall Pumpkin Adhesive Bandages by Band-Aid. Pumpkin spice almonds.
Wait.
Fall. It's a Band-Aid that's pumpkin. Shaped like a bumpkin.
Shaped like a pumpkin. What is a pumpkin shape?
For your boo-boo. Mommy, I don't want this one. Can you get the one that looks like a bumpkin?
It's got the juice.
Okay. Well, let's hope this exists.
Trying again. Fall Pumpkin Adhesive Bandages by Band-Aid. Pumpkin Spice Almonds by Planters. Pumpkin Spice Peanut Butter Powder by PB Fit. Have you guys ever had peanut butter powder?
No, but I think I've seen a coworker.
Okay.
They offered me some, and I said, I don't do that.
I like how the term is use it.
I was raised different.
I'm trying to quit.
What was the second option?
Pumpkin Spice Almonds by Planters.
Is peanut butter powder something that you would use to make a smoothie or a shake or something?
Yeah, so you can put it in a shake or you can just add water to it and it mix it up and it becomes, smooth.
Does it become peanut butter or does it become a peanut butter-like substance?
I've never had it.
Does it become the Little Caesars of peanut butter?
He's had Little Caesars.
All the health gym bro dudes are all about peanut butter powder.
Maybe it's something else.
Maybe. For sick gains.
I'm thinking that demographic is almost certainly white enough that there would be a pumpkin spice peanut butter powder.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we had Band-Aids,
mm-hmm.
but they were fall themed. They weren't pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin adhesive bandages.
Oh, totally. I've got them.
Yeah.
Totally.
What was the second one again?
Pumpkin spice almonds by Planters.
Mm-hmm. That's the one I'm taking. Faux show.
Yeah. Well... No.
Because Planters does a lot of different flavors and stuff for their stuff. And I could see where, I could see where it'd be just like a sleeve at a gas station checkout. It wouldn't be like a canister. It'd be like a very small.
But anything in a sleeve at a gas station checkout, Kevin already knows about.
It's true.
I'm going to go with the Band-Aids.
I'm going to go with the peanut butter powder.
So we're split three ways here. I regret to inform you the fall bumpkin bandages do not exist. I made those up.
Okay, that was a good one.
Who had the bandages? Alexander did?
I had the bandages.
We jump into the lead. Round nine, coming down to the wire here. We have Pumpkin Spice Protein Shake by Premier Protein. Pumpkin Spice Communion Wafers by Broadman Church Supplies.
Oh, please no.
Pumpkin Spice CBD Wellness Gummies by Martha Stewart.
by Martha Stewart.
Oh,
wait, wait.
Man.
Does Martha Stewart sell wellness gummies now?
One of these two things exists.
Because that makes.
I'm not okay.
That explains the collaboration with Snoop Dogg.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, this all is. Makes sense now.
Yeah.
I thought it was the orange jumpsuits.
Martha Stewart gives you the CBD. Snoop Dogg gives you the THC. You got everything you need.
Oh, crud.
Go give me the first one again.
Pumpkin Spice Protein Shake by Premier Protein. Pumpkin Spice Communion Wafers by Broadmoor Church Supplies. Pumpkin Spice CBD Wellness Gummies by Martha Stewart.
I feel like...
I'm taking the communion wafers for the same reason that I said I didn't want to live in a world without the Jell-O pudding.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't want to live in a world with pumpkin spice communion wafers, so I'm just going to pretend that they don't exist.
I'm going to go with communion wafers, too.
I feel like I'm hoping it's communion wafers, too. Like, yeah.
This is like me, you know, picking Notre Dame to lose every game. It's not that it reflects the actual objective reality. It's just,
right.
I'm just going to inject my heart's desire into this.
Wow. So are we all going communion wafers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you guys would get that one. The communion wafers do not exist.
Okay.
However, that is a real company.
I am 1 point behind Alexander. Is that correct?
Correct.
You're correct. 6-5-2.
So I'm going to have to contradict whatever he gives.
That would be a strategy.
Can he change it at the last minute? Who is in the lead?
Alexander's in the lead with 6, Kevin at 5, Jacob at 2.
So Alex has to give his answer first.
Sure.
Is this 11? This is 10.
This
is
round 10.
Okay.
So
I do have an 11
for
tiebreaker.
It would go to a tiebreaker if it needed to.
Yes. Okay. Round 10. We have Pumpkin Spice Laxative by Miralax.
Oh, dear.
Pumpkin Spice Flavor Dental Dog Treats by Greenies.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Pumpkin Spice Goldfish Grams by Pepperidge Farm.
Okay. I am going to go with the... What was the first one you said?
Pumpkin Spice Laxative by Miralax.
I'm going to say no on that one. I'm going to say that's the lie.
I have to take the dog treats then because I'm fairly certain that the Goldfish Grams exist in a Pumpkin Spice version in some form of this timeline.
There are other timelines?
I think Laxative. I think, is he like trying to throw us off? Because what was it, the Tums?
There was no Tums.
The Tums were fake, yes.
The Tums were fake.
Mm-hmm.
So I think by that you go, okay, it's a laxative?
Yeah.
Speed you up or slow you down.
I have
or induce labor.
I have this problem because I don't really want to take the dog treats. Because while my mind says, no, the dog treats make sense not to exist, because who cares what particular combination of spice flavors you're feeding your pet? And then I remembered, people absolutely care about that sort of thing.
We get like
so
the cappuccino from Starbucks, right?
So does that mean you're going to go goldfish?
No, because I am too confident that the goldfish exists for me to, in good conscience, pick that.
So you'd rather get the question correct and guess with me and lose, as opposed to...
No, I'm out here to win.
Oh, okay.
I don't care about winning.
The laxative as well. I want the laxative.
Okay, so two of us want the laxative.
I'll get you some.
Kevin, you are...
You want the dog treats.
I'm taking the dog treats.
The dog treats.
The laxative does not exist. So that's a point for Alexander, a point for Jacob, bringing Alexander... To the win.
To a convincing 2-point victory.
With a score of 7, so you only got 3 of them incorrect. That's actually very impressive.
I didn't think I was doing that well.
You weren't at first.
I really wasn't.
Kevin jumped out for an early lead.
I did. And then I struggled.
Do you want the bonus question since we're here?
Yeah, I think so.
The tiebreaker question was going to be Pumpkin Spice Hot Cocoa by Swiss Miss.
That exists.
Pumpkin Spice Reuben by Arby's. Pumpkin Pie Spice Butter Spread by Lando Lakes.
That's
Arby's.
Well, I'm glad we didn't have to break a tie because it's Arby's.
I was going to say, that would have been interesting because, yeah, what do you do in that situation? Oh, is just the first person to give the correct answer?
The pumpkin spice butter spread with the mysteriously blank front of the package actually sounds kind of good.
Oh.
So here's the truth. In doing research for this segment, I said, okay, I'm gonna try to think of things that there's no way there's a pumpkin spice of that item, and I'll Google search it and see if it shows up as something you can buy. I had a very hard time finding items mm-hmm. that don't exist to put on the list.
So do you have any interesting ones that didn't make the cut?
I'm trying to think.
It's probably stuff that like pumpkin spice ice cream and
there's almost anything you eat that is not savory. Like anything sweet, there's a pumpkin spice version.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a cookie, a muffin, anything coffee or tea related has pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice coffee syrup?
Yes. Anything that you smell, air freshener, candles, like all of it is, hey, there's a pumpkin version. So I really had to stretch with like things like communion wafers.
I like the communion wafers. Because if that had existed, yes, that would have been. It's like, I want to visit that church that Sunday. Just once.
That is, in fact, why they offer them.
Smart. But does it really pair well with grape juice?
No, but they have a very nice coffee shop.
Well, no, but like if I'm going to have a pumpkin spice communion wafer, I would hope that we're also going to modify the juice in some way to make it kind of
maybe it's just cleanse the maybe palate it's just cold better. Brew.
Chasing pumpkin spice with grape juice feels like it'd be kind of weird.
Pumpkin spice cold brew. That doesn't sound too bad.
I guarantee that exists too.
Actually, you know what? What I've been doing is I've been going to the Hardings in Richland. And they've got Kalamazoo Coffee Company, and you can like grind the bag of coffee or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so for something special when I don't just want Folgers coffee, I'll go there and get like a yummy coffee flavor.
A yummy coffee.
I'll make a cold brew with that.